Cool. All right, well, let's start the meeting. It is now 3:05. Can't see the clock. 3:00. Yeah. Can we get introductions? Mainline floor is co-chair membership.
Ron Hernandez is co-chair for membership. Manuel, think he's.
I think he's on the phone. John Paul Soto, council
Yeah.
member, community member.
Okay.
Thomas.
Thomas Noble, they, them pronouns, community co-chair or government co-chair.
Manuel
Manuel.
Vasquez. Sorry, committee member.
Staff.
Staff.
Kara, council staff.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
And I believe you have someone from the public. Hi, Natalie.
Hi,
Okay.
Natalie, DPH, HHS.
Hi.
We also have Robert joining us.
Okay, cool. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert Arnold, council staff. I'm sorry,
Oh.
council member.
I
Long day,
hear
long day.
you. It's been a long week so far. Okay. All right. Can we get everybody's okay now? The inductions. Thank you all. Review and approval of the agenda for today.
Let's add, never mind. I see Richard there.
Oh, okay. All right. Go ahead and approve it. Hearing no noes or nays or reject, agenda has been approved for today. And let's go for the approval of the minutes last month. Okay, everyone, if we go ahead and approve for the minutes for last month with no changes, vote to approve it. Hearing no noes, nays, and that's been for approved. We have any comment announcements? Sorry.
I do have one announcement. It's more a reminder for folks as we approach the April 1st deadline for 700 forms. Make sure if you haven't done so yet, so please fill those out. You can only do them online, so there are no paper copies available for us to do. And let me know if you have any questions.
Finally got mine done. Okay. Any more announcements? Nobody? And public comment? None. Okay, do we have the council member attendance report?
Yeah, I can go over that.
Okay.
So we have a notice of attendance that was sent to council member Montenegro. And so that was sent. That's just noting that. And then we did have a request for a leave of absence. So we have two people under here. Both council members Franco and Zachary are current or were on a leave of absence, and now they're just requesting an extension to their leave of absence.
Okay.
So both of them are requesting an extension, meaning they would return in May.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions, concerns about Francisco and Zachary returning? Okay.
I see a hand from Thomas.
Thomas?
Just, do we have any other members who are on leaves of absence? I
Yeah.
always wonder what percentage of the council is out as a
Of course.
whole.
So our current leaves of absence include Helen Lynn, who is going to be returning in May, and then Richard Sullivan, who is still TBD as to return date.
Great,
Okay.
thank you. So just four. Thanks.
All right. For the record, Ed showed up for the meeting today. Hi, Ed.
Hello.
All right.
All righty. Continue.
So then that was the end of the council member attendance report.
I can
Go ahead, Mark.
speak a little bit to Richard's situation, and maybe we can even put an additional LOA. Kira, I think we currently just automatically put him on LOA because of what he's dealing with, right? When did we do that for?
Let me see if I can look back really quickly. And it was a medical LOA that we put him in for. I think it was the beginning of January.
Okay, January, February, April. Okay, so I'll give you the news about Richard. He did ask that I share this, so I'll share it with you all first, and then I'll actually make an announcement at the full council meeting. Richard has had some serious health issues, to say the least. He unfortunately is now paralyzed from the waist down. It's pretty bad. I talked to him. He seemed actually in good spirits, surprisingly, dealing with what he's coping with right now. He does not want to leave the council. He can see, like, if he gets used to a wheelchair and like sort of just figuring out his life, he can see himself coming back to the council. But would definitely like, the max of LOAs and some excused absences after that, while he figures that out. He will be stepping back from co-chair, so we'll have a co-chair election for the consumer co-chair this month. And so if his leave of absence was January, February, and we're in March now, we should probably approve a second leave of absence. You can have two of 2 months each. So we should probably do that for March and April. Then we might move on to excused absence after that. So I guess the question is like, any questions from anyone, and anyone opposed to giving him a second LOA? No. If you feel like you had a relation, have a relationship with Richard, would like to visit him, just reach out to me. He's definitely taking visitors. I can give you his address and phone number. Just let me know.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Okay,
Yeah.
so
I'll
this will
be
be
back.
then for, if it's February, March, then it'll be April, May. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right. So next I have demographic information update. And I'll just show this really quickly because this actually hasn't changed. So let me bring up the EPI, which gives kind of a quick overview. So we're still at the same numbers, same target populations. So let me move on to the ARES demographic report. So here you can see it's pretty much the same. We haven't lost or gained any new members, so that's why it's kind of maintained the same numbers. Any questions about this?
Mark, I don't know if it's appropriate to ask or not, but like I had a coworker who was wanting to join, and then I think he got approved and he said he was going to send it to you, but I believe that was like in January, February. Johnny Rodriguez?
That's familiar. Give me just a moment. I
He
usually
hasn't
make
asked.
sure we get... Say again.
I'm sorry, he hasn't asked about it, but I was just curious, you
Yeah,
know.
let me check the appropriate folder because I usually just forward them on directly to Kira so she can put on the membership agenda to review the application. But oh, you know what? I think because we want them to attend a meeting, he was unable to attend the last one. And so he plans on attending this one. So I'm not sure if he has sent me his application or not. But either way, if he hasn't attended a meeting, we want them to attend first before any kind of like review or anything like that. So he will hopefully attend this month and either will get me the application or I have it and I will send it on to Kira and then you all can review his application in April.
Okay,
Thanks
excellent.
for
Thank you.
following up on that. Yeah.
Is there a way that we can reach out to him just as a reminder and a nice reminder about coming, intending to this month
He
meeting?
has a calendar invite.
Okay. All right.
All right, and that was it for me.
Okay. Well, another thing I had looking at last month's meeting, y'all, and really kind of looking around the room, finding out who we really need to be going after. Is there a way that we can try to get some kind of outreach to maybe more African American women in the community somewhere to
Of
go to?
course, that's been our goal for a little while now, as far as just African Americans in general. I can describe to you the, or maybe even Kira can describe that we actually have made a concerted effort. Kira, do you want to jump in and tell Elaine what you've been doing?
Yes, so behind the scenes, I have been working very diligently. Pats on the back to me. I'm just kidding. We put together a Black slash African American resource list. And so for people living with HIV, that is specific to Black slash African Americans. And so I've been sending out those emails to outreach along with that recruitment flyer to hopefully gain some interest for that specific target population.
Okay, great. Yeah, because it'd be helpful to have more response from the women's side with HIV. So yes, we need that.
Have we tried to reach out to like Refugee House or Women's
Yes.
Clinic? Okay, great. Thank you.
And it's still an ongoing effort. Some places don't actually have an email address. Some places want us to fax it, so we're kind of trying to find a workaround to ensure that we reach an outreach to those places. No,
The most responsive was a woman from Rafiki, I think, who was planning on even forwarding it to different colleagues in different locations.
yes.
Okay, great. Because isn't there isn't there a group that they go to that maybe we
Yeah,
can
that's
send?
BBE. Kira sent out one to, it's a general inbox, so I asked her to follow up with like a person who we might connect with by connecting with John or Beth over at HHS and getting an actual name. That went to BBE. But I don't know if but like a lot of times general inboxes don't get like the most attention. So she'll send it on. And she also is looking into, I don't know why I'm speaking for you, Kira. I'm sorry. But she's also looking into
No, you're included
Blacks.
in all those. You know as well.
That's true. I'm CC'd in all of them. She's also looking into who to connect with at the Black COE, as well as Malcolm John's Positive Health Practice. So, yeah. And she's
Okay.
already, I think, spoken to the Black slash African American support group here, Vent, like multiple times for different COLAs. So they're aware of us. Yeah. But
Okay.
you are also all are an arm, a wing of our outreach effort. So please, if you know people, particularly consumers, particularly Black slash African American, please send them our way.
Okay, sounds great.
Hey, Kira, quick question. Oh, before my question was moving on, so it looks like Manuel has their hand up first.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to ask, because it's occurred to me in several meetings, I'm like, maybe we should have a tabling event. Do we do like actually organized or intentional tabling at like community events or even group meetings that these populations are part of? I'm just wondering.
For group meetings, we always offer that. We always
Okay.
offer that. I have personally done that in the past. I haven't really gotten much out of it, but I have appeared at like Native American support groups and positive women support groups and a Latino support group. And we have gotten occasionally some nibbles, and one person actually joined because of my outreach to one of those, to El Grupo, I think. But we don't get a whole lot. We haven't done tabling in probably at least a decade. We can try that again. We stopped doing tabling because we got no one. Like we would show up at
Sure.
these community events. And I think it might have been TJ who used to be the tabler,
Okay.
even. And you know how charming he could be.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
on that note, I'm happy to volunteer to like do a tabling event or like have ha hours. You know, I think it would be great to have a collective effort from this group of like we all take turns tabling, for instance, at like some event. I would love to create a schedule if that's possible, but I also occurred to me like maybe even talking to like Franco Chevalier would be really good to talk to about City Clinic, like either if we making sure they have the flyers over there. But like if he sees clients who have fallen out of care, maybe touching base with the links team and touching base with them and making sure they have information, you know, because then part of me is like, we also should just go table at Southeast Health Center in the Bayview, you know, or Bayview Opera House, or but understanding the HIV is kind of something still stigmatized in various communities. Yeah, we'd have to be intentional, but those kind of ideas are coming up for me, you know, like, and I'd be happy to take on that, you know.
Great. Yeah, that would be great if we could see it as like us taking, different turns at this. I brought some outreach materials to the HIV and Aging Forum. I don't think a single one was picked up. Maybe one, but we could, doesn't mean we can stop. We need to stop trying. So.
And that's another thing, Mark. Do we have, I mean, I think all of us are young and wonderful, but do we have any more like over 60 still members that are members that are not affiliated with providing consumers?
I'm sorry,
I
what was
mean,
your
like
question?
over 60 in our council. Do we have
Kira?
any?
For our consumers? Let me check the demographic report really quick. We have three, four, we have five.
Okay, all right. Just wanted to know the numbers on ages in our members too. Just get a little bit more idea what we still need a target for. And like I said, African American women, we still need youth. That's still a hard task to tackle. But okay, just curious. All right, y'all, anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I literally just said that we don't interview slash review stuff until someone goes to a meeting, but I misspoke. We don't interview until they've gone to a meeting, but we can actually review applications before they come to a meeting. I don't think we have anything, like an issue around that. So, Kira, is the attendance, that's always noted as a vote, right?
It should be. Let me check really
So
quick.
if people want, I can pull up
Yes, a vote.
Robert's colleagues and we can review and just
I can amend the agenda.
yeah. Okay. Ed, I just popped in Richard's location and phone number in chat for you, private chat. Okay. So if that's okay with folks, we definitely have time. It's only 3:20. I can pull that up and review Johnny Rodriguez's application. How do folks feel?
Might as well.
Yeah. Let me grab it. All right. Tell me if you see this. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So here's all the normal stuff that we don't need to look at. Okay. Johnny Rodriguez. He is the Associate Director of Behavioral Health at the Community Health Center. Cis man, HIV negative, gay, Latino, and Native American. I think there's a check mark in one and it looks like a filled in box in the other, so I'm not sure if that's a mix there.
I
But
saw
he
two
does be.
spirit. I saw two spirit above, so that I was like Native American, that's great. 'Cause I don't know how many Native Americans we actually have
Oh,
identified.
there we have. Yeah, thank you. Not
Yes,
listed.
I forgot he does he does identify as two-spirit.
All right. He is also a user of prevention services, which is great. I don't think we actually have anyone specifically. Yeah, I'm not sure we do. I'd have to double check. Able to represent interests of a health or a hospital planning agency, of course, provides mental health services, substance use services, HIV care services, HIV prevention services, and STD services. funded by federal sources other than Ryan White. It's an FQHC, or a community health clinic, advocate for incarcerated, formerly incarcerated, able to represent the interests of Part C grantees, which is a family. Part F, recipient of a SPINS grant. SPINS are special projects, so I'm not sure what that special project is. They differ per project. Provider of employment training services, provider providing harm reduction services, can represent following communities that they have experience and knowledge of: commercial sex workers, immigrants, people who inject drugs, substance users, people who have experienced domestic violence, gay, bisexual, other MSM, POC, trans population, and women. It's a bio. Maybe I'll read the first half of this. Personal. I was around 8 years old the first time I learned what HIV was. My mom and aunties were good friends with a gay couple. They would come to family gatherings and spend time with us. When one of them died, I remember my mom being very forward and direct that he died from AIDS and that HIV was transmitted through sex. In high school, I volunteered for an organization that would hand out condoms at the local cruising spots and direct people where to get tested. I remember hearing stories from people about their fears about finding out they were positive. Around that time, my best friend disclosed to me that he was HIV positive. I remember going with him to the doctor's appointment at Ward 86. These visits helped me understand the complexities of assessing care, accessing care, and were my first glimpse into the systems in SF that support living pe people living with HIV. Throughout my life, I have seen the different eras of HIV, from people dying left and right to people being afraid to have sex, to hard bellies, to the cool condom and sex ed campaigns, to today with improved meds and prevention strategies. And through each of these eras, to the best of my ability, I've been educating, caring for, and supporting people around HIV treatment and prevention. That was his personal statement. I just seen a professional license.
Sorry, Mark. I can't. Should we stop the recording? I feel like when we were at the.
Nope. These are
Done again.
public positions, and therefore public documents. We stop the recording if we talk about something personal happening to a council member, but this is an application they're literally putting forward to a public body.
Okay. I feel like I can't remember the visit that we had from the HRSA folks. They were like, "Oh, you can actually it's okay. Keep going. Sorry to interrupt."
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal to stop it for sure, but I just haven't been in the habit of it because these
Yeah,
are
I hear you. No worries.
public positions and public applications. Basically, anything we can do, anything we do can be shared with the public. Anyway, I don't mean to diminish any kind of concerns, of course. And we do occasionally turn that off when things are confidential. When we sort of transform into an HR committee. Anyway, to continue, Johnny has worked as a licensed clinical social worker, been the program manager for the Black Health Center of Excellence, and is now part of the mental health leadership team. Particularly committed to this work due to the threats of HIV funding decrease, I assume there's increase there. Why are they interested in joining the council? Last year, I had the honor of being the team-friendly San Francisco ambassador, which is a role that allowed me to have conversations with people about stigma related to HIV and substance use. Now that my term is over, I want to continue to support people living with HIV and to continue having conversations with people and organizations about how to end stigma, have healthy sex lives, and to keep everyone safe. He has sat on multiple groups on a few boards, planning committees locally and nationally. You'll see here a whole list of them. Life experience. He's a leather person and engaged in that community. And as described, has witnessed different eras of HIV. So other skills and expertise, long-time community organizer, practitioner of healing arts. Has dedicated their life to service. As far as other activities, as noted, team friendly, SF board of directors, secretary. supporting current representative in their efforts. All right, we have a couple references, Robert Arnold and Lance Toma. Okay, there you have it. Let me stop share. So, any discussion about this application?
He
Well,
seems.
if he's referred from Lance Toma, well, of course, also from Robert, and I think he's a great candidate.
And Robert. Oh, and
Lance
Robert.
Toma is a special guy, so I go for what he says. I'm just worried that we have too much from one, or am I wrong? Too much from one clinic is.
Is there anybody else representing SFCHC?
I don't know why I'm pointing. I'm
Just
literally
Robert.
pointing at
I
my
just
screen.
Is there anybody else, sorry, other than Robert?
No, not to my
Okay.
knowledge.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to bring up that I thought in the past we were trying to minimize, or not minimize, but just limit the number of representatives of an organization. So I think two is the gold spot.
Yeah, I would say as far as debits go, having two from one agency certainly would be could be considered a debit, but we haven't actually had any issue with that in the past. The only time we've actually had issues is when it's gone up to three. Then I've actually been deputized by this committee to talk to the three people from the foundation and ask them to talk amongst themselves and can one of them step back, please? And they were not offended. They understood. Three is a lot, but we've had two before. Like we've had two from Shanti. We've had two from Alliance at one point, I think on the Prevention Council. So it happens.
And we have two
The
from Ward 86 right now too, I think, right?
yeah, good point. Good point.
So on my on the background of him applying, I had placed the flyers in the client areas and our drop-in and such, trying to gather
Oh,
speak.
great.
And he approached me, actually, he approached me in November about it. And I forgot with Christmas and stuff. And then he approached me again in January, and I told him about the process, and because he was still very interested. And so I just told him like to apply and stuff. So yeah, currently he holds like monthly groups to help clients like come together around like grief. So he does grief counseling for groups, and most of them are from our like HIV positive teams. He does like he healings, like very I guess it's more like Native American healing sessions and stuff. So I mean, I think he's a good person.
Thank you for the recommendation. The only other possible debit would be this would lower our number for our our goal of reaching 33%. One more person who is negative just hurts rather than helps. But that said, please don't consider that to be a reason to vote against him. Any other discussion on it before I ask if people are opposed or in. Nope. Okay. Anyone opposed to inviting him to an interview? Depending on whether or not he comes to the March meeting. If he doesn't come to the March meeting, then we'll have to bump it another month. Okay. If no one's opposed, Kira, can you reach out to Kat and see if she can reserve the space? Because that means next month we're in person, y'all, to have an interview.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes, I will do that.
And if you can't reserve this, if there's no room, obviously we have room over here at Shanti. So it's a little bit more of a trek for folks. Okay.
All
Thanks,
right.
everyone.
Thank you. All right, you guys know right now there's no more discuss right now. We have nothing to put in the parking lots or
Ed's already waving goodbye. Ed's
I
done.
know, right? Let me close it up, y'all.
Have a PT appointment.
Oh. All right, you guys. Okay, next month, next date, it will be, what is it?
Ninth, the 9th April.
April 9th. Okay. Every time when I get the email from you guys, like there's always a block on the dates on this. I'm sorry. Can't read it. All right, you guys. So we now should call it. It is now 3:32 without anything. Meeting adjourned. I'm so sorry for the noise. Meeting
Thank
adjourned.
you.
Bye.
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 Thank you.
Bye.